This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion. This month in medical schools across the United States, students are participating in what is called the White Coat Ceremony. This is a relatively new academic tradition that marks the beginning of medical school. In the solemn ceremony, entering medical students are cloaked by faculty in their first white coat, which, they are told, is a symbol of trust and purity and cleanliness and the respect that they must hold for their profession and their patients as they move through the 4 years of medical school and beyond. The white coat itself is about 100 years old and started when doctors began to wear the coat to increase their credibility, to assure patients of the doctor's authority, and to portray an air of sterility. Unfortunately, what starting medical students are not told is that the white coat has become a symbol of power, hierarchy, hubris and authority, paternalism, and bacterial contamination. Many hospitals and medical organizations have banned white coats, both because they contribute to the spread of hospital infections and because they serve as a psychological barrier between the doctor and the patient. Studies suggest that today only about 1 in 8 doctors currently wear white coats, and doctors at many leading hospitals are told not to wear white coats, but rather street clothes, often casual business attire. The white coat ceremony is also the beginning of what we call the hidden curriculum. This is the curriculum where we teach doctors how to think and behave without explicitly stating the lesson's intent. The hidden curriculum in medicine subtly reinforces traditional roles and rules and behaviors of the profession. The white coat is one of the clearest and earliest signs we give to students of how special they are and how they are entering the sacred halls of the medical profession. During their 4 years, they will be socialized to think and to speak and to dress differently than others in society. They will become doctors by virtue of their attitudes and behaviors, and maybe their dress, as well as their knowledge. The white coat is not like other uniforms in other professions, the shirt of the postal worker, the chef's jacket, or the judge's cloak. In medicine, the doctor and the patient are not equal, and anything that reinforces and distances the doctor from the patient is a barrier to good care. I've long advocated a far better symbol to welcome medical students to school is the stethoscope. It connotes concepts of listening, of hidden meanings, of connecting the head to the heart, and of compassion and love. And why not have the ceremony include members of the community, other health professionals, and patients who can tell the students what a doctor means to them and what they want of doctors in the future? This is Dr. Michael Wilk, A Second Opinion.